Now that the presidential election is off the front burner, the big debate in the nation's capital is where to put the Washington's new baseball stadium. But commentator Frank DeFord is still thinking about politics and the media, as well as athletes. He says political reporters might do well to take a few cues from their colleagues in the sports pages.
Whoever you voted for, please salute Curt Schilling, star pitcher of the Red Sox. It wasn't that long ago that celebrity athletes were grown-ups, unafraid to speak out boldly on issues, endorsing candidates. But they have become politically neuter, as represented by Michael Jordan's famous excuse, Republicans wear sneakers too. But give Schilling credit. Even at the risk of alienating his own New England constituency, he came out boldly for his candidate, even sneaking in a vote for Bush plug on national TV. But this election also provided one major anti-Bush sports vote. It absolutely guarantees that the location of the 2012 games will not be awarded to the American contender New York City. The antipathy in the world to President Bush is so intense that whatever slim chance New York had evaporated with his reelection. The world that votes on the Olympics is not going to give them to any city in George Bush's bailiwick, even if he'll be long gone from office by then. You can bet your Social Security on that. Finally, political coverage of elections has in recent years been accused of being too much like sports coverage, concentrating on who's ahead rather than substance. This is called horse race coverage, which is, of course, ridiculous inasmuch as most horse races last about a minute and a half. Pennant race coverage would be more apt. But curiously, mainstream political journalists lag far behind sports journalists in what really matters: probing, questioning authority, not being afraid to criticize. Political reporting in this country seems to me now to be no-fault journalism. If a candidate comes out and says the earth is flat, the press doesn't dare dispute that on its own. Oh no, that would be unobjective. It just presents the other candidate's view that the world is round as an equal response. Sports writing suffers a lot of criticism. Okay, it is the toy department. But how strange it is that the guys working the toys, the sports writers, act professionally tougher than those in the hardware department, the political reporters. The sports writers refuse to take managers and coaches and owners and players at face value. They are confident enough in their expertise to dispute, to criticize. Oh, sure, this is self-serving of me. Bart Giamatti, the late baseball commissioner who came from an academic background, once said that whereas sports writing was the best in any newspaper, it suffered from being too sure of itself. You would never find the word alleged on any sports page. Fair enough. And, of course, it's a great deal easier to shoot your mouth off about whether the coach called the right plays in the fourth quarter than about how to conduct a war. Still, I would argue that the critics who say political reporting is too much like sports reporting are all wet. What this election showed, again, is that political reporting in this country is not enough like sports reporting.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.